This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Happy Tuesday, kids.
Yeah, it is.
How are you?
Super. How are you?
Excellent.
You are?
Survived the weekend. I feel like I got out of here Friday and then I like opened my eyes up and it was Tuesday morning. I'm like, oh, what has happened?
Why? What happened?
It was just a crazy weekend. It started on Friday with Johnny Mosley coming to my house to cut a Johnny Mosley podcast. I think it's just going to be called The Johnny Mosley Show. One that will never see the light of day. This is, you know, so he's got an example and I've got something to show the intercom people.
And how was it?
Well, you know, we decided to get loosened up.
You mean drinks or doobie?
Drinks. Doobies, please. Don't do that.
You don't do that.
I don't do that. It just makes you stupid. I can't talk. But a little couple drinks will lube you up. So we had a, you know, just to be funny, just had a drink or two. And it was the right idea, you know. Johnny was nervous. We'd never done the podcast at the house before. And so we got it all set. And then, like, before I knew it, it was just one of those weekends that, like, not very productive, let's put it that way. It was like being on vacation somewhere. Every time I turned around, there were like people at my house, and it's like I have like little flashes of memory throughout the thing. It was
so you're
bad.
Just hammered a lot, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it was so on. By the time he left on Friday, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go lay down for a minute. And then I woke up, and then friends of ours came over to play cards.
You got ripped again.
Well, I didn't get ripped, but
I've been telling you about the joys of that. Yeah. You got to get ripped, sleep it off, and get ripped again.
Apparently, that's the way.
Right.
And then I did it with Tommy Igo and his fiance on Saturday night, and then...
You did it?
Huh?
You said... Oh, you had dinner.
We had dinner.
Oh, I thought you said...
No, we did not do them. You know, they're not down for that. They're not swingers. So we hung out with them on Saturday night, and then I slept really late on Sunday, just like trying to recover. And then my brother has these guests in town.
Oh, yeah.
And so they made a huge dinner, and they're like, come on. And then those guys, I'm telling you, you never let anybody else make drinks for you. Don't do it.
Why?
Oh, so you got ripped Sunday night,
so
too.
So I was planning on, I'm like, I'll just drink water. I really need to cleanse myself. And then I don't know who was making what in the drinks, but they had like a specialty kind. Oh, try this. Oh, I'm like, oh my God, this is delicious. You have a few of those. The guitar comes out. We all start singing. Next thing I know, I'm like,
Groundhog Day.
I know.
Good for you.
It was, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I had things I wanted to get done this weekend. I mean, I did get my computer set up because you remember my computer died last week.
So it's all fixed or you got a new one?
I did wind up. I just got a desktop thing. I just went and got one real quick. And
how's that screen? Killer, huh?
It's big.
Yeah.
I keep walking in going, oh, not used to you.
It's nice.
Yeah, I got the smallest screen they had available. But it's still gigantic.
If you're used to a laptop.
So, and then, so that takes time, you know, you have to set that up. I don't have much time for that, but I did it. I was able to use it this morning. And then yesterday, I just recovered. And then I swear to God, yesterday at like 3 o'clock, I go, I think I should go to bed. I'm like, I'm really feeling tired.
At 3 o'clock?
It's 3 p.m. I'm like, I'm really feeling tired. I don't feel like I got any good quality sleep this week. And I'm like, I feel tired. Like, and we didn't have any plans for Monday night, and I just said, he goes, well, what if you wake up at like 10 o'clock though, and then I'm like, then so what? Then I'm up for 6 hours, and then I go to work. Like, I'm tired right now, I can never sleep on the last night of a weekend.
Right.
Like, I always get bad sleep, I'm tired right now, I want to try and go to bed now. So I got in bed at 3 o'clock yesterday, I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll sleep, maybe I won't, out like a light.
Oh, good.
And I woke up at 2 a.m. And then...
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know. And then I was like, it's 2 a.m. What do I do? Do I get up? I go, you know what? I'm going to close my eyes again and see if I can... Right back to sleep.
Oh, lucky.
I know. So I woke up with to my alarm at 3:45. I know.
Good one for you.
One person on the show is rested.
I am.
You're right.
I'm like beyond rested. I'm like.
I went to bed at 8 and woke up at 1 and was up.
Mm. Oh, from 1 o'clock on?
Yeah, and just was up. So I'm like.
Well, you got some.
No, I mean, that's, but by comparison, good for you.
Dude,
I mean, it's a miracle.
You know, sometimes you just know. I'm like, I almost started to get like anxious. Like, I should go to bed. I'm like, just forget me for dinner. I'm just going. I'm going to bed. I'll see what happens. So what did you do this weekend? My weekend was totally lost.
Well, yours sounds really fun.
It was pretty fun.
I'm living in you know, newborn baby life. I'm doing, I got a surf in, which was nice, but then mostly just chores and, you know, did my shifts with my, the newborn doesn't do much.
Yeah.
You know, she just sort of sits there. I try to get burps out of her. It's pretty cool. Like, oh, look at that. I got a burp out of you.
Oh. And this is the new way where you just sort of rock them back and forth?
That doesn't really work for her. She just fights it the whole time. So I just,
throw over your shoulder.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, she's just, you know, we're just doing that stuff. I was, you know, and then I hung with my other kid and... Weekend over. I watched a little baseball. The games look good. And yeah. I'd love to tell you some great stories, but until this kid's, you know, a little more self-sufficient, we are housebound. Today we have family photos, which I'm like, how the hell?
Oh, family photos. Are you going to Sears? To the photo of the
portrait
studio?
Did I let you plan this? And she's like... This is a weird thing that's happening to me.
What do you mean?
On top of here I am with, you know, two kids, which is just like, but how'd that happen?
Right. With a beautiful wife and a beautiful house. How did I get here?
How did I get here? But she's like, yeah, pictures are Monday, don't forget. And I'm like, or Tuesday. And I'm like, I said yes to this?
You know what's awesome though, Vinny? As much as like I'm with you, I don't want to go take the pictures. No one in my house ever made us go do family portraits. And I'm kind of bummed about it. Like growing up, we had family portraits done. Most people, you know, get family portraits done. Like,
okay, but
you're lucky that she's planning this because
on.
You're going to be psyched that you have these someday.
Sure, but so hold on. So I go to her when this first came up, I'm like, "Why don't we both look, I dropped I don't know, 5 or 6 pounds over vacation and put it all back on in between then and now because of this sitting around the house eating, waiting for the baby to do something, which, you know, she won't do anything besides give me more poop to clean.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Spit up everywhere. Look on the floor of my house. It's like, when did that spit up fly out of her and no one noticed?
Did you just get those floors redone?
Man. Anyway, I just was like, why can't we wait? And she had an answer. I thought for sure she wouldn't have an answer and she'd go, all right, well, if you want to wait. She goes, because it's not for us, it's for the baby. I want to have her as a baby with the rest of us.
Do you have other family portraits?
I don't know, but I was like...
You do know. Do you have Are they up? Are they framed?
No, and that's the thing. Well, yes, we do have some, but we haven't done this. And that's what she regrets not doing it with Isla. And so she's like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
But I was like, don't you think the baby wants dad to not be a fat ass for the photos?
Oh my God.
And she's just, she goes, I just had a baby. Don't you, you know, don't you?
Don't you? Oh, don't even.
Look at this.
So I lost that part. That argument wasn't happening and I lost. And so this afternoon, whenever you're doing whatever you're doing, there I'll be going, cheese. cheese. Oh, this was the other thing. She comes into my room.
What do you have to wear?
That's it. She comes into my room, flings the closet open, and starts looking at my pants. She's like, these are your pants? Well, yeah.
So do you have to go get some clothes?
No. But she had...
Did she go shopping for you?
She just picked clothes out for me. I do not let people pick my clothes.
So you're going to wear those?
I'm going to wear what she picked.
Yeah, of course you are.
I'm so pissed off about it.
Don't be pissed. You know what? You're lucky. You have someone who's doing that stuff for you.
No, I don't want that.
No.
Let me tell you another thing.
You don't want it now, but you'll be glad you did it.
As she turned to leave, I would like turned back at my desk and was like, I'm so pissed off. And then I just, you know, went back to noodling on my guitar.
You need to not. You need to be less pissed off, be more grateful. I know it sucks. It's a huge pain in the ass. I wish that I had had someone like.
You want someone dressing you?
Yes. It's better if someone else dresses you. Because they see you and they like, oh, I hate when you wear those pants. You're like, really? These pants? These are my favorite pants. Like, I know. You wear them all the time. You should stop wearing those. Those pants suck. Like, she picked out something nice for you. You didn't have to think about it. She's controlling the whole thing. All you have to do is show up and say cheese. She set the whole thing up. You're lucky. That's good.
Bogus,
you're
going
to be glad you have that.
All right. You say.
Are your other family portraits framed and hanging in the house?
There are pictures framed, but we only moved in a year ago, and the hanging stuff is hard.
Has it even been that long? Holy cow.
It's been 1 year.
Wow. Mm.
So I know, right?
Yeah.
One year already.
Freaking time goes so fast.
So there's not a lot hung yet. There's really more of a stack of pictures and framed things
like
leaning against the wall.
Like someday we should hang these, right?
The only thing that's been hung is some kind of wagon wheel that she ordered from somebody that I can't quite figure out.
Little piece of just decor.
And it's huge.
Oh, how big?
It's a wagon wheel.
Like a tall wagon, like an old-timey stagecoachy looking wagon
wheel?
Yeah,
well, something like that. It seems like it's made of wicker.
Oh.
Ish. Maybe it's not wicker, but it's hanging over my bed.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
how pretty.
Is it?
Sure. I love stuff hung on the wall.
When that thing showed up, I'm like, we bought this.
Yeah, probably expensive too. I can't imagine that a wagon wheel is
Wait,
cheap.
Yeah, where's it hanging over? Like the kitchen?
No, their bed.
No, it's over the bed.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get that part.
It's great. Oh. Huh. Is it securely attached so you can hold on to it if you need to?
No, it's, I don't, well, yeah, I guess it is. I didn't hang it. She did. Mm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
I should take a picture of it
for you. You should take a picture of it.
And show it to you so you can tell me that.
Oh, what's that song? There's a song called Wagon Wheel. Dun, dun, over like a wagon wheel. Dun, 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 dun. It's a great song. You should like have that humming
can
through
you
your
sing
head.
It? A river?
No.
I doubt it's Darius Rucker, right? It's probably not.
Well,
a new
lots. I don't know who originally did it.
It's
like a country standard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Song's called Wagon Wheel.
It's like Roll, Baby, Roll Me.
All right.
Maybe I did take a picture of this ridiculous.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, let me see that ridiculous
what a
thing.
Joke.
I love the song Wagon Wheel. You can do anybody's version of it. I don't care.
Really?
Sure.
You know what? If this thing was free, you'd be like, I'm not carrying that home. I think the only reason
I
would.
You're right. I'm going to roll it home.
It's because someone delivered it.
Baby, roll me.
Here's Darius Rucker's version of it.
Ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
mama, ride me. That's it?
Yeah.
That's the song you were thinking of?
Rock me, baby, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, like a southbound train. Nice.
Oh boy. Nah, I don't have it.
That's nice. Oh, well, you got to go take a picture of it. Wagon wheel. We'll put that song on with the with the picture. Can you put music with pictures on Facebook?
You can, but sometimes they take it down on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah.
Licensing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
there you go.
I'm very excited about your home decor. I'm psyched for your photos. I think that's gonna be great.
There's me, everybody.
Stop winding
that's
your
my,
face up
my,
like that.
My life. Yeah. I put up. I put the finishing touches on my garage, and it's done.
Tell me, what were the finishing touches?
I had all the brooms and things pushed into this corner where the little broom holder was gonna be put up. Mm-hmm. And this, I want to say Sunday, I drove to Home Depot and. What do you have in way of things to hold brooms? Mm. The man goes, follow me. We went to the end cap of aisle 15, and then I think we've got some more. I'm like, let's go.
I'm yours.
You.
I'm following
what
you.
Am I going to do? Hurry home? Get barfed on? Let's do it. So I got a
thing. You got that thing hung up? And all your brooms are organized now,
with a little... What do they call those?
Level.
With a level.
Yeah.
With the little liquid.
Did you find the
bubble?
Did you find the studs that it's screwed into the?
One of the studs, and then I had to use the
anchors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Look at you. with all the answers to the stuff I don't understand.
You but clearly I understand it. You got it all up there.
I put some brooms on it, and I stood back and went, I guess I'm going to get some lunch.
Look at you. You're becoming your father.
Of food.
Despite your best intentions.
Oh, there's my day. Yeah. I was like, well, that's done.
That sounds great.
Who wants a sandwich? Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah. Sounds like, what about you guys? Whom and you have done crazy stuff over the weekend? Yeah.
So Friday night, you that knew about this, the Hollywood premiere of Bohemian Rhapsody was in San Francisco. So I took Tommy Igo.
Wait a minute. The Hollywood premiere was here?
Yeah, with the cast and the whole red carpet and everything.
Yeah, he got to, did you get audio?
I did.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, my God. Can we play that at 7 o'clock?
Don't look at me. I don't have anything. Are you kidding me?
Why not? What are you talking about? Why bother with it then?
Because I don't, like, I need to talk to Bryn about it. Yuzette needs to, like, hear some of it.
Okay,
like,
give us a minute. Well, I want to hear it. I mean,
hold your horses,
so excited.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Was it good?
The film is...
No. The audio that you got, was it good?
Yeah, did you do well on the red carpet?
I mean, are you holding us off because you're eventually going to torpedo the whole bit, or are you holding us off because you really got good stuff and you want to frame it properly?
Mm. Probably door number one.
Oh, you're going to torpedo the whole thing?
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I don't... I think it's okay, but it's, you know, it's a red carpet. You have like a minute with
each person. Did you go... Thank you, Rami Malek.
I did.
Rami Malek,
thank you. Because I forgot to set it up, so it's at the end.
Oh, great.
Let's have that right now.
Do you have a bunch of them, Forrest?
I don't have the stuff right now.
Just give him the stuff. Can you just wait till tomorrow, please?
Sure, I can wait till tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
I can wait till
really
tomorrow. We actually have Matt Nathanson on tonight.
And the movie doesn't even come out till November 2nd.
I know, but that doesn't mean no one's excited about it. We're all excited. So you saw it. I saw Tommy on Saturday, and he started to go. I was like, please stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Please stop telling
me. Well, we all know what happened, so I mean,
I know, but he was going into like all these different things that happened. I'm like, I really want to.
Wait.
I'm going to go see this movie.
See how I feel, Sarah?
Well, hold on, though.
About making people wait a little bit until like.
I want to see it.
What did he say? Did he like it?
He did like it.
And he loved it. Did he love it? He did love it. He loved it.
And I think Erin went too, right?
She did,
so they were both getting kind of wound up and they started talking. Remember the one part? I go, you guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about the one part. I want a proper movie review. No, I just want to go see it.
So anyway, I did that on Friday. And then Saturday was, Susan Hauser's 50th birthday.
Oh, how did that go?
Her whole family flew in from New York. It was great. I got to meet her mom. That was beautiful. And then I had another birthday.
You finally meeting the family.
But there were also, like, all the Blue Angels parties. I mean, I was one rooftop to another. I was like,
oh, that's true.
I don't love the planes, I got to be honest. I like them, but they're okay. I wasn't, like, people, when they talk about the planes, they were all raised seeing the planes.
Yeah.
I wasn't never raised watching the planes, so.
So they're not, like, a throwback to your childhood?
No. And then I was the reader at church on Sunday. That was nice.
Oh, prestige.
Sweet.
So
you've been practicing
right up your alley.
You've been practicing.
Well, I had to write the prayer.
So you had to write your own. I would love to hear the Hooman prayer.
It's long.
Never mind. I don't want to hear it. How about the first stanza? Surely you must remember the first few lines. Let's hear a little taste. We have some God, some Jesus music.
Oh, man.
I have some Jesus music over here somewhere.
Right, go for it.
I got to find it. Don't I have Jesus music? There it is. Here it is, Jesus music.
Wait. You gotta find it. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
You gotta find it.
Yeah, I gotta
find it. Probably has it written down somewhere.
I have it written down, yeah.
Don't you have it memorized?
It's the first few seconds.
All right, so here we go.
So the
whole point of this is you have to pray for the part of the city and the surrounding part of the city that you're in. So this week we're praying for the... So it says, Jesus, the Marina, Cow Hollow, Russian Hill, and North Beach are considered some of the most affluent parts of the city, but those of us who work and live there know how desperately we need your intervention. I lift up everyone who lives in these areas who feels lonely, broken, exhausted, depressed, worn out, isolated, and even those who attend this church who are homeless. May those of us who live and work in these areas be a light that shines in the darkness. A light that the darkness cannot overcome.
Wow.
Give us confidence and strength to reach out.
I didn't realize you were going to be so like neighborhood specific. That's really...
Well, yeah, we brought... So the...
Shame.
They broke up the city into like 9 weeks, so there's all these...
Oh, so you were in charge of your...
Yeah, the Marina.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
got
but
it.
The mission's like, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah.
No,
they got their own week. They got their own week.
Yeah, they're gonna have their own week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, as it says in Psalm 27:1,
theming it out.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Let these words burn their way into our hearts. Right. We have no one to fear and nothing to fear.
That's right. Fantastic. Yeah, nice. I can't believe that you wrote that. It's really beautiful.
Did you mention I don't need to brag, but my rent and my parking spot and my PG&E.
I'm not one of those people.
Right.
I pretty much got it going on.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I lift them to you. I lift them up to you, Peaches Christ. All right, so 6:05. Let's
Oh boy.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Let's get her done, people.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.